It has been 10 years since voters approved the last proposition to allow tribal gaming in Arizona. The ballot measure included a fund to which the tribes contribute a percentage of their gaming revenue. Valerie Spicer is executive director of the Arizona Indian Gaming Association, which commissioned the Tribal Gaming Economic Impact Study. She says the money the tribes contribute to a state fund goes to pay for education, tourism, state regulation of tribal gaming, assistance for problem gambling, and trauma centers.
We spoke with Dr. Ree from the University Medical Center, who stated that had it not been for tribes identifying trauma as one of their recipients back in 2002, that level one trauma care stood to possibly, be shut down without those dollars.
In the fiscal year that ended in June 2012, tribes paid $97.3 million into the fund for state uses. In addition to creating revenue, Spicer says casinos employ more than 15,000 people in Arizona, including non-tribal members. According to this study, the Tohono O'odham and Pascua Yaqui tribal-run casinos employ about 3,200 people. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.